The road is hard, but the destination is clear. A secure Jewish state of Israel and an independent, prosperous Palestine.
That's a little slice of the president at the UN talking about what we thought he would talk about, the situation in the Middle East. Complicated and a mess, without a doubt. That wasn't the only thing he talked about, the relationship there. He talked about the relationship of extremism, the Prophet Muhammad film, and reaction to the consulate attack in Libya. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves across America and all the nooks and crannies. Obama also talked about the dream. Here was his little tiny piece on the dream.
For every angry mob that gets shown on television, there are billions around the world who share similar hopes and dreams. I do believe that it is the obligation of all leaders in all countries to speak out forcefully against violence and extremism.
All right, violence and extremism, he says that, but unfortunately the one country that gets left out is Syria. They've got no oil, so they don't have any really close friends to help them out of the heinous situation. Assad will stay in place the way it's looking now. The speech, the reaction to Obama's speech is what you would expect. People who love the president liked what he had to say. People who don't care for how he's handling the sandbox in the Middle East, or for that matter, a lot of other things on the domestic side, not too psyched about it. Ultimately, will his speech have any effect on election results? No, I don't think so. It's about the economy. If unemployment soared to 15%, forget about it, unelectable. It's over 8%, and according to history, that means you don't get elected. However, this is a little bit different. Times are a little bit different. People are frustrated. Many of you listening to America Tonight, call and talk about your personal situations and how concerned you are about the future. I am right there with you. But this incumbent president has just as many friends in high places who have been working tirelessly for the past 2 years to get him reelected for another four. So who has the momentum? I think the Obama people are worried that 6 weeks from Election Day, they don't have the momentum, that they may lose the momentum. That's why the Romney gaffe, where conveniently somebody released that videotape about the 47%. The timing of it was costly to Romney, but I still think, just as the UN has no effect on what the president's numbers will be, I don't know that the 47% ultimately has the end result going the way Romney doesn't want to see it go. In other words, not winning the White House, blaming it on the 47%. I don't think so. I think most people have made up their mind. Have you made up your mind on who you're voting for? Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong, because some people could be persuaded at the last second to not stay home and actually go out and vote. A lot of people who have money on the street, not literally on the sidewalk, that's called throwdown money when somebody sticks a gun in your face, but I'm talking about Wall Street, which is equally just as bad, because don't we always feel as though we're robbed at penpoint, as a friend of mine said in his book with the same title. So Wall Street turned into the absolute worst sell-off in 3 months after a Federal Reserve person said he doubted the bank's effort to boost economic growth would work. What's wrong with these fools? I speak negative news and the world reacts. I don't even know who this guy was. President of the Fed's Philly branch. His name's Charles Plosser. Told an audience, yep, of course, a speaking gig, that the idea to support the economy, the Fed's effort to support the economy, is probably going to fall short of the goals, and the Fed looks ineffective. It could undermine future federal action. Nice. Thanks, dude. You just tanked our stocks. And he's talking about the plan of buying $40 billion in mortgage bonds every month until the economy steadily improves. So everything dumped, everything lost. It's all about negative news. If only it was sunshine, no matter what was going on, the market would explode. Apple's the great example that I can point to because they're the largest public company in the world. They lost almost $18 or 2.5%. They closed at $673.54. So they lost more than 26 in 2 days. Now that can bounce back around again. Somebody just has to say something positive and boing. It's that bounce. It's like the bounce that the politicians get after they speak at a convention or they do well, perhaps, in a debate. I'm not so sure what will happen with debate numbers, so I'm hesitant. I'm a little more hesitant there. However, we've seen, looking at charts, just how cockamamie it is in trying to predict the future. I mean, I guess we all think that we're amateur Madam Cleos and we can look into a crystal ball called politics and actually figure out what's going to happen. I think the turnout will be disappointing, and whoever gets, you know, whoever may have the deck stacked might benefit in the electoral sense. But it's looking more and more like Obama is pulling away in some of these later polls. In some of the later polls, he's getting more and more numbers. So do they hold up or do they flip around at the last second? Does something come in that completely, you know, what could completely tank Obama's momentum since the Dems especially are worried about that momentum? I think they're just going to pump up the volume even more, and we'll see all kinds of things. We'll see all kinds of things with the president and speaking and joking around with America. So if this was a horse race and right now I had to go to the window and plunk down the money, not who I want to win or not what I think should happen for the country or not what I'm looking for, but just purely blinders on who wins today, who wins right now. With 6 weeks to go, it's Obama. He has it by at least a nose. At least a nose at this point. Ahmadinejad takes the mic on Wednesday at the UN. So Obama had his moment in the sun. Now people fear for what's going to happen when Ahmadinejad gets a hold of the mics and gets his chance to, you know, attack as he's known to do. And in an interview, he's already come out in that direction, slamming Israel and slamming a whole bunch of other things that are certain to infuriate lots of people. He made clear pretty much what he meant when he said Israel should be wiped off the map, and he touched on everything from the Holocaust to homosexuality. He was on CNN's Piers Morgan tonight through a translator. He also slammed the anti-Islam film that triggered some of the protests in the Muslim world, like in Cairo. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
How lucky can one guy be?
Anybody here think it's time for a new president?
Kick in the head.
All right, that's Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. Who do you think he's voting for? Hey, everybody, don't forget we got our cool contest running. Yep. You have a chance to ask 3 questions. What are your top 3 for the debate? The first one coming up next week on the 3rd. You can send them to me if you need to chew on it a little bit more. Send it to americatonight.net. And on our Tuesday show, we'll announce 3 winners. You get a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Even though it has nothing to do with politics, it's politics of another sort. And level the playing field is a great phrase for politics. Because truly, that's what Romney's trying to do. He's trying to level the playing field. And he does a poor job of it here. Pay attention. Really listen to what he is saying at a campaign stop in Ohio.
He's got one new idea. I admit this. He has one thing he did not do in his first 4 years. He's said he's going to do in the next 4 years, which is to raise taxes. And is there anybody who thinks that raising taxes will help grow the economy?
All right, so the people in the crowd probably missed it. But if you catch what he said, he talked about the fact that he didn't raise taxes. So he's saying, hey, Obama didn't raise taxes, and now he's talking about raising taxes. So pretty much he gives them a pass and doesn't realize it by saying that he didn't do it in the 4 years. Hey, he never raised taxes, but now he's saying to raise taxes. So what do you think? Yeah, see where the complication comes in? Yep, he didn't catch it. He didn't catch it. He was off the cuff, which I guess is good that he's not censored. But those are the kind of things that come back and haunt Romney, haunt him. And they haunt him because it's very easy then for the Democrats to turn around and say, well, listen, hey, even Mitt Romney said the guy never raised taxes in some of our worst fiscal times. He didn't do it. He could have done it, but he didn't do it in 4 years. Now he's asking you to help out. I mean, there's lots of ways to spin that. And that is absolutely not, as any kind of an advisor, that's absolutely not what you would want the opponent to say. They're giving it to you on a silver platter if they're saying that. something like that. And that's exactly what happened there. Whether he stepped into it by accident or not, now it's easy to listen to it and say, oh, did he mean to say that? I'm thinking he didn't mean to put it that way. He didn't mean to put it that way. Instead of focusing on what the future is and what he's saying and trying to raise taxes, he went to the past, and it wasn't a pretty sight, because this was a layup question, really. But he thought about it. That's the thing. He thought about it too long, I think, and then gave Romney some cred. Gave him some cred for Romney gave Obama some cred for not raising taxes. We'll see. We'll see what happens over the next couple days. And of course, they're in Ohio, which is very tough. They got to win Ohio. So Romney and Ryan are taking their show on the road. This is so big. With 6 weeks to go, it couldn't be bigger, this little Ohio bus tour. The VP and the president appeared together for the first time in more than 3 weeks. Did you know that? And they're being very aggressive, and talking about the president not being the guy who makes the tough decisions, not the one that you want to rely on in these crises, that he's the guy to do that, that he's the guy that can get you through those rough times. Turn out and vote. If you don't like what you're hearing on either side, doesn't matter. A vote is a vote, and it's worth at least going and not blocking out senators and congresspeople. If you are dead set against the presidential choices, then you just don't vote in that one, but you vote in every single other one. Every single other one. Then there's never a problem, because you can always call on, hey, this is what I did, and end the friction before it even starts. Just do it before it even starts. So, we'll see. All right, let me squeeze in a couple of things like this one. This is big, big, big. Ryan's on the trail in Ohio trying to get votes, but he's stumping for something else besides votes. He says the NFL replacement refs are missing the mark. Missing the mark. They don't get it, and they're holding the American people pretty much hostage over this whole thing. Blown calls, horrible hits, all of that. All of that. And Ryan's assessment is this would be like an Obama budget because of some of the things that are popping up and some of the things that aren't on the list. So the National Football League's replacement referees are missing the mark, as we've seen with so many others. The bullseye couldn't be bigger, but they're not hitting the bullseye. They're just not hitting it. The call at the end of the Seattle game is the one that everybody's talking about. Seattle and Green Bay. Seattle got a touchdown on a Hail Mary pass in the final seconds of the game. Boy, it's agonizing to go back and look at it. And I think of all the people who have Green Bay, and they were stunned because they had to think at that moment, okay, they did it. They knocked it down. Woohoo! We're safe now. Speaking of being safe, magician David Blaine, wow, talk about not being safe. He's going to risk, really, electrocution for his latest stunt. What is he going to do? The Master Illusionist Dude says he's going to have a 1 million volt charge surge through his body nonstop. Are you kidding? For 72 hours. His latest stunt is 1 million volts always on, and it's going to take place in New York next week. Oof. 1 million volts always on. In a YouTube trailer for the stunt, Blaine stands on a metal pedestal wearing a mesh suit and a globe-shaped wire helmet as electrical bolts hit him from all directions. He says he's going to stand between two electrodes and allow a million volts to flow through his grounded body. Whew. Even in the name of entertainment, I don't think I could do that. Just let it course through my body and hope for the best. I mean, the guy's an endurance freak. He is. If somebody was able to do it, it would be him. His last stunt was hanging upside down without a net high over the Central Park area for 60 hours. How do you do that? 60 hours in 2008. Ooh, no thank you. I'll settle rather for the easy coin in the ear trick versus going the route of pump me full of electricity. I mean, it is a death-defying stunt. It absolutely has to be labeled as such based on what he's doing there, and now that he's going to do it on a bigger scale, does he put himself in harm's way? Probably not. They're not stupid. They've got whoever he ends up going with, they have backup. So I know I'm going to get emails. Don't send me emails complaining about David Blaine. I've seen him a bunch of times. He's great. The timing is the thing. The timing ultimately is what gets him every single time. Every single time, I mean. All right, quickly, a couple of headlines from around the world. The headlines mostly focusing on the president and focusing on futuristic decisions. Senate is a toss-up. The Republicans hope that the takeover fades, but they're looking pretty good right now. Looking pretty good. In the meantime, as they hope there's a fade so they can pick up a seat or two, it's still very, very unpredictable. And that was the headline that was in most papers. Here it was in McClatchy. Senate is a toss-up as the GOP hopes of a takeover fade. Ooh. And then this one, Romney, Obama have competing ideas on how to bring school quality up, college tuition down. For who?
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Our good friend Ben Fuchs is back with us. So many of you enjoy the conversations we have with Ben. Often we are talking, in fact, always we are talking about nutrition and the fact that so many of us are depleted nutritionally. And one thing that I've asked Ben about before when we've been off the air is this whole idea. I was at the market and then I was at a drugstore and I looked around and I knew we were going to have them on, and I purposely looked at all the face creams, and I am not kidding you. I counted 50, and they weren't just for women. They were for men, too. Nobody in America, we don't want to get a lot of wrinkles. We don't want to look terrible. We want to age gracefully, but yet there's things that we're doing that are harming us that have nothing to do with let's come up with the fantastic creams. But he knows better than I do, so he's in the wings. Ben, how much do you think people spend on all these products they think billions that are going to make their necks shrink and everything else?
Well, billions as a country. We're spending, I think it's somewhere in $30 or $40 billion market, the skincare market. And if you throw in hair and you throw in makeup, it's probably bordering on $250 billion. And then around the world, it probably is $1 trillion. Here's the thing, though, Katie. When it comes to having healthy skin, we have to begin to understand that the skin is the body's largest what?
It's the body's largest organ, right? Yeah, organ.
You don't have to be a skincare professional to have heard that cliche.
Sure.
The skin is the body's largest organ. But what does that really mean? It means that you have an organ on the outside of your body. Now, if you ask the average person, or if I ask you about an organ, you'd probably think about your heart, and you think about your lungs, and you think about your liver. And you'd have this image in your mind of this throbbing, gooey, dynamic, pumping kind of system, like a tissue of some kind. You get a picture of your heart. We've all seen the pictures of the heart or the brain. It looks gooey and slimy, and it globs. You know what I'm talking about? It has this kind of certain characteristic. The skin doesn't have that. The skin is on the outside of the body. And because of that, even though we give lip service to this idea, that the skin is the body's largest organ, we don't treat the skin as if it were indeed an organ. If we did, we would understand that to have healthy, beautiful skin requires the same kind of strategies that it requires to have a healthy heart, to have a healthy brain, to have healthy lungs, to have healthy spleen, to have a healthy bladder or kidney or thyroid or anything else that's in the body. And one of the key components to having a healthy heart or a spleen or a liver or a lung is most obviously, you don't have to be a healthcare professional to know the most obvious place to work on the health of the tissue of any organ in the body is via nutrition. Why is that such a hard thing to understand? Now, as it turns out, there's a second thing that you can do to the skin, and there's a second thing that you could do to your heart and your liver and your lungs as well that doesn't quite get the same kind of publicity as nutrition gets, but it's still an important thing that you need to do. And that is, actually, I should tell you, when it comes to the muscles, we know how to make the system thrive and grow, and that is to stimulate the muscles, to stimulate muscle cells, to stimulate cells to make them healthy. And it's this combination of stimulation and nutrition that gives the body the health that it is its birthright, that really is the way it's designed to be. The combination of nutrition and exercise or stress or stimulation, however you want to phrase it. And likewise with the skin. If you want to have beautiful skin, you got to know how to nourish it, how to feed it, and you got to know how to stimulate it. Now, this is where topical skincare can play a very, very important role. There are lots of things you can do to nourish your skin internally. In fact, that's the bulk of how you want to take care of your skin. And not only nourish your skin internally, and I'll tell you how you do that in a moment, but also to eliminate the things that prevent your skin from getting the nourishment it needs. Not only, Katie, do we not get the nutrients that we need, but we get anti-nutrients. We put things into our body that keep our bodies from using the nutrients that they're getting or deplete the body of nutrients if they're not getting it. So when it comes to nutrition, it's not just putting stuff in. It's not putting the bad stuff in. It's not just what we put in. It's what we don't put in that is important. And then topically, because the skin is on the outside of the body, topically, you can nourish the skin if you know what you're doing with topical skincare products. And most importantly, and this is one of the one of the key points of skincare that is not quite whose understanding has not quite reached the lay public, even though estheticians and skincare professionals and physicians have understood this technique for almost 100 years, really, in the medical business, and that is how to stimulate the skin, to turn it on, to make things happen, to grow connective tissue, things like collagen and hyaluronic acid that a lot of your listeners have probably heard of, things that make the skin strong and robust and vigorous and youthful and healthy-looking, by stimulating it correctly from the outside in. And there's wonderful skincare products that do that as well. And if you want to go into some of the specifics, I'd be glad to do that.
Oh, yeah.
This is very important. It's something that everybody needs to understand, and I'll tell you why. Because the skin, as an organ of the body, is much more than a system that requires beautification. It's much more than an aesthetic issue. It is a health issue. And to take care of your skin nutritionally, topically nutritionally, as well as internally nutritionally, and to stimulate it is not a beauty issue. It is not a superficial cosmetic issue. It is a health care issue. And your skin deserves the same kind of healthy treatment that any other organ of the body does. And I really frustrates me when I hear people say, well, I don't take care of my skin. I just use soap. Oh, I just use olive oil on my skin. I don't use anything on my... Oh, I don't worry about my skin. That's like, why would somebody say that about their skin if it's an organ in their body?
I agree. I don't understand it. What are some good shortcuts? And we'll make this a two-parter, but what are some shortcuts?
I'll tell you right away.
Things people can do right now.
Right off the bat, I'll tell you that one of the most important things you could do from a nutritional standpoint is understand how to use fats and fatty vitamins. The skin is a fatty organ. Mm. It is composed largely of fats. In combination with certain with proteins like collagen, the key to keeping your skin healthy, the key to keeping your skin growing correctly, the key to keeping your skin moist and supple is to address fat absorption at the digestive level and to make sure you're getting enough intake of essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins. If you have any absorption issues, if you're not making enough stomach acid, if you have any digestive enzyme issues, and if, God forbid, somebody has yanked out your gallbladder or your female... organs, you got to pay close attention to fat absorption, especially fatty vitamins. I'll give you one quickie right off the bat. Okay, there's one vitamin that is so important for the skin that it is literally a prescription drug for wrinkles. It is literally a prescription drug for treating acne. It is literally a prescription drug for treating psoriasis. And this is a drug that is a prescription drug in many, it's actually a legend prescription drug, and you'll need a doctor to write a prescription for you. But there are forms of it that you can use as a nutritional supplement, and everybody should be supplementing with this stuff. And if you have any digestive problems, you should be making sure that you're taking the stuff with meals. And I'm talking about vitamin A, which is also known as retinoids, which is part of a family that is known as the retinoids. Vitamin A has several forms, but it's part of this retinoid family. And it is one of the two most important vitamins for anti-aging, for sun protection, for environmental protection, and for overall skin health. And the other one is vitamin C. And those are the two most important skin vitamins. And what's beautiful about vitamin A and vitamin C is not only are they important internally, but because of how well they're handled by the skin and how important they are for the skin, you can put vitamin A and vitamin C on top of your skin and get the same benefits, much of the same benefits that you would get if you took it internally. And for folks who are running deficient in vitamin A and vitamin C, understand this. The only vitamins, if you have low levels of vitamin A and vitamin C, your body is going to deliver that vitamin A and vitamin C to your bones. It's going to deliver it to your liver. It's going to deliver it to your brain. It's going to deliver it to your heart. And the last place that vitamin A and vitamin C will go into is the skin. So if you're deficient in vitamin A and vitamin C, not only do you want to make sure that you start taking some of the stuff, but you also want to make sure that you use it on top of your skin to assure that your skin gets these two most important vitamins, because your body is not going to deliver it to the skin until it has delivered it to the rest of the body, to the other organs of the body.
So give us the vitamin stuff. I mean, of course, we've been talking about it.
Vitamin A and C?
What's best product? Best thing that you
want? You want a product, huh? You want the juicy details, don't you?
All right.
Well, here, I'll tell you the ingredients to look for. First of all, there's different forms of vitamin A. There's three main forms of vitamin A. The most super active form is something called retinoic acid, and that is the active ingredient in a prescription product that everybody's heard of probably called Retin-A, although these days you can get retinoic acid from other generic houses, but you do need a prescription. This is the most powerful form of vitamin A, and I encourage everybody who has access to a doctor or dermatologist or anybody who can write a prescription for a Retin-A cream, anybody over the age of 28 should be using at least a 0.05% strength of retinoic acid, although it does come in as high a strength as 0.1% or even higher if you have somebody making it for you. The second form of vitamin A is available in department stores and over the counter. It's not quite as powerful as retinoic acid. Your skin can convert it into retinoic acid, and that is a form of vitamin A known as retinol. And you may have heard of retinol, and the problem with retinol that you buy in the department store, you buy in the drugstores, is you're not getting very much retinol. Mm-hmm. At Sanitas, which is my skincare company, we make a 2.5% and a 5% retinol product. And if you go to the department store, you go somewhere, just buy retinol on the internet or something, you'd be lucky if you find 0.5% or even less, even 0.25%, and that's not going to do you any good. So look for super high concentrations of retinol. It will, it's very strong stuff, and some people can only use it once a week, some people even only once every couple of weeks, but it's well worth it. If you're not going to get the retinoic acid, use the retinol and use it in high concentrations. And then the third kind, which is also converted into a retinoic acid, is an extremely mild form. You'll find it in many, many products, but you typically will not find it in high concentrations again, and that's called retinyl palmitate, and that's spelled R-E-T-I-N-Y-L, retinyl, second word palmitate, P-A-L-M-I-T-A-T, palmitate. And that is the mildest form of vitamin A. You can use that every day. Again, your skin will convert it into retinoic acid. Interesting little bells and whistles here.
I like that. Let's save vitamin C. Next week we're in Ireland, but after that we'll have you back on and we'll pick it up with vitamin C.
Good deal. Thanks so much, Kate.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America tonight, but before we get there, we're going to hit the mailbag, but first, let's talk to Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Well, not much.
I like that. Wait a second. Not much. Tell us right now, what are you doing? Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm heading home.
All right, there you go. Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But, very freezing. If all the fans would just stay away, that thing would be settled next day.
But what are the odds of people staying away from football? What are the odds of them doing that? Not very good. Boycotts don't work for the most part.
They will. On this, it would. I guarantee the owners would get together and say, hey, get this thing over with.
Oh, I agree. If there was a complete fan blackout, if everybody who had tickets from the Giants to the Green Bay Packer fans, you know, whatever, all the teams across the board, if the stadiums didn't have people in them or very few, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Be all over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Back home.
They need to get it over with. I mean, the referees are a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying their best. but they're not up to par.
No, not when you haven't. I mean, when you've barely done high school football, how the speed of the game, everything that unfolds in the NFL, the intricacies of making certain calls, of knowing what to do, you just don't have that experience.
Don't know the rules too.
Yeah, you don't know the rules. What are you going to do? Walk around with a playbook? It's so big and try to figure out. Oh, wait a second. It's just there's just no way you can do that. You're being thrown in the deep end of the pool, and very few of those guys, even if they have the potential, could really swim to the other side successfully. They can't.
If somebody didn't know, but the professional referees, after every game, they go through the tape, plays, watch everything, play by play, analyze what happened during the game.
Sure, then if they make a bad call, you're right. Then if they make a bad call, they know that, like, oh, okay, next time I won't, I got it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, yeah. You watch the films and everything. These guys, they just go home, pop down on the couch and they'll both wait till next Sunday. But they need to get this thing over because somebody's going to get hurt bad.
That's what I think. I think if they don't do that, a helmet-to-helmet hit, somebody's legs get taken out, who knows? Because they're missing calls, there's crazy antics happening, tempers are flaring beyond belief. I think it's very dangerous for the players, too.
I've seen in the news that they gave Emmy award to that woman who played Sarah Palin in that movie. So we got to listen to her for 4 more years. Come back.
You're talking about Julianne Moore,
yeah.
Who played Palin, and it's called Game Change, the name of the movie.
Plainer.
Yeah.
So Palin's going to think she's important again to come back.
Listen. It is very amazing that she was pretty much plucked from obscurity. Anybody listening to us right now would acknowledge that. Only in America. How brilliant is that? You're the mayor of Wasilla, then you're the governor of Alaska, and the next thing you know, boom, you're running on a national ticket for VP, and now you're speaking all over the world. It's crazy. It's a crazy world.
Yeah. But maybe I had... Maybe they were probably going to get together and have Mitt Romney step down for her in her place.
Too late. Too late. Romney's the guy. And I give, thanks, Rick. I give Romney credit. I said this earlier. Hey, Clinton isn't dumb. He had, he's not stupid. He had plenty of his Republican pals on hand to speak to the groups and, you know, raise money for the Clinton Initiative. And that's why he got $2 billion. And Romney was one of those people, because Romney certainly knows people who can move mountains business wise. And Clinton realizes that and welcomed him to the party. All right, we're heading to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, thank goodness he doesn't go on strike, because if he does, then Matt's going to have to say, you have mail, mistress. And I don't know if he has quite the same voice.
I just don't respond well to authority either, so I don't know.
I could
be in that submissive role.
You don't. I wish it's like we've had those little kaleidoscopes in movies. They have kaleidoscopes where they go back and they give you the backstory on somebody. I'd love to have the backstory on Matt. See him as this kid in kindergarten, first grade, and see if he was the one that was throwing things or getting the timeout or out in the hallway. I sort of picture that.
I was decently behaved. I just spoke out a lot.
That's what they wrote on your report card. Likes to communicate.
Yeah, I think it was also talks too much.
Yeah, I got the talks too much thing, too. I'm sure I could dig out report cards that say talks too much, and look at us today. All right, so let's go to our first one. This was from Ann, I am. Very clever. Ann says, hello, America, tonight. Really enjoy the show. Get a big kick out of you. I'm starting to spread the word to my friends. Don't be surprised if you pick up many, many more listeners here in the great state of Missouri. Believe it or not, I'm a huge football fan. I root for St. Louis. And I am sick of all this conversation about replacement referees. The NFL is one greedy community. It is the battle, clearly, between people who have a ton of money and the others, the billionaires, the millionaires, and the have-nots. Seems like something else is going on here. And the players will pay, probably, for bogus calls, but it's the fans who take their hard-earned money to buy tickets that lose out in the end. Thanks, NMIM. Well, yeah, it is definitely the viewers, the people who buy the expensive NFL wear, the people who live for the games, who if they get to go to a game, it's huge because the tickets are unaffordable or you can't get them. Like in New York, you just can't get them unless you know someone, especially if you were going to try to bring a whole bunch of people. So, sure, once again, it is kind of the little guy that loses out. Definitely. Because even corporations, a lot of times what they do is they trickle the tickets down to the people who work for them. And now maybe it's their week to get them, and look what they're getting to see. They probably had that marked on their calendar for a long time, hoping it would be a great game, and it's not a great game if they keep this up with the replacement referees. Here's one from Sean who says, Kate, boy, this nonsense with Libya. I think I heard you say on the show you didn't understand why the president wouldn't just say, we're not certain what happened. We've got the FBI on the ground. We're determined to find the right outcome here. We will give you every piece of information we know. We're saddened by the death of the ambassador, period. End of story. I think you and I would both serve this president better in the White House than the idiots who are around him, because I can only assume they are advising him in the wrong direction. Although I'm not an Obama fan, I simply do not believe he could be this dumb. And Sean's referring to the gift that keeps on giving, you would think, for the Republicans, although I don't know how big this plays. The worry over the economy and jobs and all that really is ultimately the thing that's most on the minds of people out there. But yes, the constant storyline over the U.S. consulate in Libya and why can't we say it was just terrorists now, and it wasn't just a mob thing, it wasn't spontaneous, it didn't have anything to do with the film, whatever. Would have been much simpler and neater and cleaner to not lay out any of the pieces. Sometimes there's a thing about too much information. You know how you can tell when someone's lying? When I think, not always, it's not 100% foolproof, when they keep, when they're almost like an apologist and they keep giving you way too many details. And then we went here and we saw this and it was blue and then it was purple and then it changed color again and then the thing and that's where we were and I know we were supposed to be here. Oh, you're like lost in 15 different excuses. Now here they're not giving excuses, but they're changing the story constantly. And if they just stuck to the first story, we'll find out more instead of immediately heaping it on that, you know, whole video thing. Maybe it wouldn't have blown up on them the way it has. But does it cost them votes? I'm going to say I don't really think so.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. Aquapail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.